Well, he's the talk of the town, and he's in the burgundy and gold. DeSean Jackson, welcome aboard.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm very excited, very stoked. You know, just ready to move forward and get some big things going in these colors, man. I'm loving these colors, man.
Yeah, we're loving you in those colors as well. Believe me, as often as you torch the Redskins, you know, we've got some memories of you that weren't too good for the Redskins, but now you're with the team. You said it was going down. How did it go down for you?
It was, you know, a pretty long process, you know, just going through everything. But, you know, I felt like this was the right place for me coming in, meeting Bruce, you know, Mr. Snyder, head coach Jay Gruden. I mean, I could go on and on, RG3, D'Angelo Hall, all these guys, you know, embraced me. And, you know, it felt like a great spot for me, a great fit. And, you know, what better thing to say than I'm a Redskin. So I'm just ready to move forward in my life and just play football, man, have fun doing it, help this team win games. At the end of the day, that's, you know, what the NFL is about. You know, we work so hard to do what we do and go out there to have, you know, a productive season and win football games is, you know, what I want to do. And that's what I want to help bring to this town.
You look good in those colors.
I do. I like these colors. I was a Redskin before when I was younger. I was a Pop Warner Redskin.
That's good to hear. That's real good to hear. Hey, you know, D'Angelo Hall said that you're the type of guy we need in our locker room.
Yeah.
Tell us why you think he said that, and tell us how these players with this team embraced you over the last couple of days.
Oh, well, first off, me and D'Angelo Hall have been going at it the past, you know, 6 years. This is going on my seventh year, so. You know, I came in this league and, you know, being very competitive with him, going at it, as you can see, you know, the past couple of years. And I respect him to the utmost. He's a great corner, one of the corners that challenged me in this league, too. So, you know, having that mutual respect for a guy like that and, you know, for him to kind of take my back and just like say, you know, you're still my young brother and, you know, I look up to him in a big way. So that first off was, you know, a big step for me to get a call from him and say, man, come on, we need you here in Washington. And for him to say that he wants me in this locker room, it makes me feel good because, you know, I know what I'm able to bring to a team. And my playmaking ability skills and, you know, just taking the top off coverages and doing all that type of great things is, you know, what I'm here to do. So, you know, I'm ready for everything.
Well, we've seen you do it to us. So, you know, we just want to see you do it to them now.
We're going to do it.
And was it a shock to you how this came about? I mean, you found yourself on the market.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a humbling experience going on my seventh year and, you know, doing some of the things I've done in Philadelphia was actually a blessing for myself. They embraced me as far as the fans and things like that. And, you know, it was just unfortunate how it had to end. But, you know, I'm just looking forward to moving on and, you know, doing things in burgundy and gold. So the past is the past. And, you know, I just got to, you know, take my level to, you know, a sky high. And being here with RG3, you know, Morris, Pierre, Reed, I think, you know, it's a lot of young guys here, and they're able to, you know, spark some things up. I've been able to be on the other sideline and watch what they've been doing and done some productive things. So to add me to the picture, I know Jay Gruden in there and Sean, I know they're in there trying to figure out some things to do. So I'm just excited, and I'm ready to get it going, man.
You know, one of the sidebars here is your number. Have you thought about it? I mean, because number 10 is
me and RG3,
pretty occupied.
Me and RG3 talked about it, but, you know, it would probably be impossible to make that, especially with, you know, all the jerseys the league had to print up for that.
Yeah.
So right now, I've just been talking to Jay, talked to Bruce about it. I probably just wear a single digit until the regular season starts. And then once the regular season starts, we'll figure out what I'll wear. But
keep
we don't know
suspense.
Yet.
Keep the suspense going.
Yes, sir.
Do you have anything you say to the Redskins fans? Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to get to know you. We're going to get to work with you.
Definitely.
And hopefully win a lot of ball games. A lot of fans out there might not know much about you other than what's been talked about. Anything you want to tell them?
Well, first and foremost, you know, I just want to tell everybody I appreciate them for embracing me, you know, trying to make a push for me to be a Redskin. And, you know, I think, you know, everything happened for the best. And, you know, like I said, I just want to move forward in my career. I think I'm at that point now where, you know, I'm still young and I'm still able to, you know, do some great things out there on the field. So, you know, I'm willing to be embraced and I'm going to embrace them as well, too. So I say being on the other side of sidelines my past couple of years and seeing how the Redskins are when we come out here and play in FedEx Field is, you know, one of them things where I was like, man, them fans are kind of crazy. I mean, Philadelphia is a little crazy, too. But here, you know, I feel they're embracing me a little more and I'm just excited about the opportunity I have. But, you know, I want everybody to know I'm loyal. You know, I'm a team guy. I love to win. I'm very competitive. And, you know, I'm going to do any and everything I can to help my team win. So, you know, that kind of, you know, speaks for myself and speaks for this guy right here. So, you know, we're ready to do it.
I've seen you from afar involved in a lot of community activities. Tell us about some things that are close to your heart.
Well, I have a lot of things that I love to do. You know, I lost my dad in 2008 to pancreatic cancer, so I started a foundation, pancreatic cancer, and you know, I'm very heavy in the city and you know in the inner community, to doing anything I can to help. Also, have a nonprofit for bullying. I have a book called No Bullies in the Huddle, and they're just going to different schools and you know having speech and engagements to talk to kids and. You know, let them know it's not the proper thing to do, which is go around and bully kids. I mean, people in general. So, you know, a lot of different things that I'm involved in. And, you know, I just love the youth. Growing up, it was kind of rough for me, the neck of the woods I was raised in and things I saw on a daily basis. So, you know, I'm able to go talk to these kids and just give them a little motivation, give them a little hope. You know, I'm not the biggest guy out there, so I think a lot of people can look at me, especially kids, and say, well, you know, he's not the biggest, but he was still able to go out there and be successful and make it. So, as long as you got heart, it don't matter how big you are. And I tell people, you can't hit what you can't catch, so just stay fast, you know.
We haven't been able to catch you. I know that. Does it piss you off at all, after all you've done in the community, to get those stories out there about you that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times I just think, you know, I'm misjudged. But, you know, at the end of the day, I have an opportunity to come out here and, you know, embrace people and, you know, be able to touch people as well, too. So I think, you know, my work will speak for itself. I don't really have to sit here and go back and forth at, you know, the painted picture that people try to put out on me. The people that really know me, you know what type of guy I am, very characteristic, and, you know, love to go out there and just have fun and live my life. I'm 27, so, you know, at the same time, I'll have fun, but I work hard, and, you know, I'll give it all I got. So I think, you know, the more you see me out there in the community, the more you see me do, the people, they're going to love what I do, and, you know, that's what I can say. So as far as anything else, man, it is what it is.
Well, you know what? We're used to being up in Philly and hearing a song play once in a while up there, but play this real quick. Okay? You've heard that in our stadium.
I heard that before.
All right?
So they're on my side.
That's right. Hey, man, all the best.
Thank you.
You know how excited this community is about having you here. People have been buzzing for a couple days.
Yes, sir.
It is a reality. DeSean Jackson is a Washington Redskin.
Not April Fool's. We're here.